the Amida, they used to call it Tefillat Shemoneh Esrei, the prayer of the 18. 18 what? 18 Berachot. In the Amida, today we have 19 Berachot. Originally it was 18 Berachot. That's why it was called Shemoneh Esrei. We call it Amida. Why? Because we're supposed to be standing in a special way how we stand. Person has to stand in the Amida, straight feet together, to make them like one. Because they say the Malachim, Sutim v'raglehem, regel ishara. We learn from the Malachim. They have like 2 feet, two together as one. Because said raglehem, two, and regel, one. Since both of them, they made them like one. From this we learn that we have to stand as 1 foot together.
You learn from this the angels have 2 legs also, or they had one?
The what?
The angels, the Malachim, have 1 leg or 2?
No, they have 2.
They have
2. Regular. Now, this is what we learn from the Malachim, but we learn a number of things. When a person comes along, I say, of course, if an old man or a person not feeling well, cannot put his feet together, it's different. But we're talking normally, usually a person, one like us, we have to be standing together. And when he stands, he doesn't stand with his head up all the way, not all the way down. And in a way, it's better to put his 2 hands together unless he has the book, his hand, and he looks at the book. So he should look at the book, or if he reads the Amidah by heart, close his eyes, not to be interrupted and disturbed by anything in front of him. Well, he looks at the book. One rabbi said that certain Amar Imas Sefer Yashub Mahashav Tohara. What's Amar Imas Sefer? There it's written when the king sent Hashverosh, sent letters to all the people, Tam of Mordechai and Esther, they wrote Igerot, like books to all the people. They sent scrolls that they would change what he had in mind, Haman, the opposite of what he thought. But one rabbi said, if you look this word, Amar Emas Sefer Yashub Mahashav Torah, if you read your prayer with the book, all bad thoughts go away. Why? You look at the wording brings some kind of holiness. You derive Kedusha from it. Therefore, your bad thoughts will go away. It's better to read from the Siddur if a person can. And unless he's afraid, if you look at the Siddur, he has such a good sight. Even looking at the Siddur, he realizes people who walk and that they interrupt him. Then he will read without the book with closed eyes. Thus, it's important to have his eyes closed during the Amidah. This is during the Amidah. And he prays. Praise the Kabbalah, he came, at least the first one. What is the first one? First sentence is introduction. Pasuk from Tehillim. David HaMelech said, O God, open my lips and let my mouth tell your praise. That means praise you. What it means open my mouth? He opens it. He said, a person needs the help of God in order to pray properly. And that's what we start. Oh God, please help us that we pray properly. What means properly? Fluently, making no mistakes. Because it's written in the Gemara, if a person prays and he makes a mistake, it's not a good sign for him. If his prayer goes smooth and good, that shows his prayer is accepted. They tell about a great rabbi, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. They used to come to him, people, oh, Rabbi, please pray for this sick man. He prays. He comes out, he tells them, if the sick man is going to get well, oh, God forbid, no. They tell him, how do you know? Are you a prophet? Tell them, lo Navi Anochi, velo ben Navi Anochi. I'm not a prophet. My father wasn't a prophet. But, im shegura tefilati befi, Yodeya ani shiru mekubal. Ve'im lav, yodeya ani shiru metoraf. He tells them, if when I pray, I pray those fluent, no mistake, that I know that God is accepting my prayer. If not, I know God doesn't want to accept my prayer. That's how he knew. If something goes in his tongue, being tripped by something, he knows why. Because there are many people today that would pray, always disturbed, but because they don't know how to pray. We're talking about the Rabbi, Abraham the son, who knew the prayers very well, and still and all he got stuck with it. Why? Because from heaven they wanted him to know, please, leave it out. That means that's why we pray, oh God, please, help us to pray properly. And the Gemara goes even further. If a Hazan is praying, and Hazan is praying for the people, is Shaliach Tzibur, messenger of the people. If he makes a mistake,
the whole Tzibur
has to worry. That is, the Tzibur, if he made a mistake, the Tzibur has to worry. That's why it's important to appoint a Hazan who's good, doesn't make mistakes. But, the one rabbi asked the question. He was very annoyed from one Hazan who wasn't too good. And he said, I can prove to you that the Hazan is a shoten. What shoten is insane. I told him why? I'll tell you. From the Jewish law? I told him that. From the halacha? I told him from the minhag? And from the pasuk? By the Ashkenazim, Hazan stands not like us near the Teva. But they have a stand near the Echad. They understand they have menorah like those. And it's sitting there. What is it? Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. They don't look. Where is the Hazan standing? Opposite to the Pasuk Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. It's written, but there is another Pasuk in the Bible. En Chokhma. Be'en Tebuna. Be'en Aitza lenegdi Hashem. The one who stands before God, he must understand he has no chokhmah, no tevunah, no etzah. He has no wisdom, no understanding, nothing. But you see, he's standing there near the pasuk all the time, and it tells him, en chokhmah ve'en tevunah. Then, he said, and the law said, if a person would go and hurt his friend, hurt his property, or cause a damage to him, then he's obligated to pay. Correct? That's mazik, it's called in the Torah. If a person sends somebody to damage the property of somebody else, who will have to pay? The one who sends him or the one who was sent? Said, if he comes and said, the obvious. He's suing them to the court. Did you tell him? Yes, I told him. But he didn't have to listen to me. Then they said, did you? Yes, why did you do it? He told me. He told you. When he told you? You don't have a mind of your own?
Maybe
not. He'll tell you, throw yourself into the fire. You throw yourself into the fire. But you are at fault. If a person, normal person, is at fault. Just like about what is it? Adam HaRishon told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She told him, why do you eat? The woman told me. But I told you, no, whom do you listen? The woman, he told her, what do you eat? The snake told me. If a rabbi, your rabbi tells you something, and the student tells you something, whom do you listen? Devrei HaRab veDevrei HaTalmid. Devrei Mi Shomayim. Surely you heard to listen to the rabbi. God told you not to do something. He said, he told me, who's he? You can't say that. But if a person sent a person who is insane, he doesn't have a mind of his own. You give him a torch, you tell him, go put it there. That one doesn't understand. He goes and puts. Then who is Hayab? The Shaliach, the one who sends him. The Shaliach is Hayab if he has his own mind. He doesn't have. Then, of course, the fault of, you know that he's a man. He said, no, I understand. I was wondering why, if a person we put him Hazan, his Shaliach Tzibur, is bad sign to us. Why? We send him a Shaliach. He's a normal man. He should be Hayab. We don't have to be Hayabim. They say, but must be because he's Shoteid. He's insane. Therefore, it's bad for us, not for him. Then he said they had a custom. They used to make all over Ashkenazim, all over the world, in Chutz La'aretz, not in Eretz Israel. They make Kiddush Friday night and the Shul. Or in case there is somebody stranger who comes, he doesn't have wine and that, they say, listen to Kiddush and the Shul. And then they make Abdullah. Who makes the Kiddush? The Shamash, the Hazza, the Gabbai. They call him Gabbai. The one that's in charge there. Who makes the Abdullah? The rabbi. So I was wondering, the rabbi said, why the Kiddush they give it to the rabbi? The Abdullah they don't give him. They let the rabbi do it. Because it's certain Gemara. Where do we say Abdullah in the Amidah? We say Abdullah in the Amidah. Where do we say? In Atta, Honin. Tahonin, the Adam Da'an. Then we say Atta Honin Ta'an. The man said, why do we put it there in the Tahane? Why don't we make a special bracha, different place? He said, because Havdalah has to do with Da'at. Im ein Da'at, Havdalah menayin. If a person doesn't have sechel, doesn't have brain, doesn't have understanding, how can he differentiate between Kodesh and Chol? Havdalah means to know the difference between the holy day and the rest of the days. If he doesn't have that, he doesn't know to make Abdullah. He said, now I understand why they don't give it to the Shul, to the Gabbai, to the Hazan. The Hazan doesn't have that. When that Abdullah, they have to give it to the Rabbi. Which means it tells them how important it is to say, to understand what they say. And this is what we say, Hashem Sefatai Tufta, then we come in four places. We bow in the Amidah. Four. You can call it fifth also, but fourth in the Amidah. Where are the four? In two Berachot. Each one of them, twice. At the beginning and the end. The very beginning, first Beracha, they call it Birkat Avot. Why they call it Birkat Avot? Because they mention our forefathers there. Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. They call it Birkat Avot or Birkat Magen Avraham because ending with the words Magen Avraham. Now the first, at the beginning there is Baruch Ata Hashem and at the end there is Baruch Ata Hashem. Then a person, when he bows in Baruch, he says Ata when he is done, picks up his head and says Hashem. Hashem must be said after he picks up his head. He's not allowed to say. That means to show there is a Pasuk in Tehillim. Hashem Zokef Kefufim. God picks you up, he doesn't let you down. This is why we say it up. Then Baruch Ata Hashem. This is the way to do it. At the beginning and the end, that's twice. Then in Modim. When we come to the Modim, in Modim also, we bow, we picked up in Hashem, Shatau Hashem. Then at the end of Modim, what is the end? Baruch Ata Hashem, Atov Shemcha, Ulcha Nae. No, the Berakha begins with Modim, ends in Atov Shemcha. There in Baruch Ata Hashem, again, he's not allowed to bow a different place, only in these four places. When he finishes the Amidah, he makes also Shalom. He takes a little bow, and he takes three steps back, and he turns to the left side. He said, also Shalom B'Momar. To the right side, Uberahama, also Shalom Aleinu. To the front, Baal Kolam Israel, then up the Amen. And he waits there. He's supposed to wait there. If there is Hazara, he's supposed to wait till the Hazan will reach the Kedusha. For the Kedusha, he goes back to his place and says Kedusha with the Hazan. This is the order of, in short, I'm not saying the whole Amidah, of this, that he buzzed four times.
And therefore, he's supposed to do the same thing, right?
Sure.
Hazan, when he finishes, supposed to stay there until he walks into three steps up to start the Hazara over?
No, if in the Hazara, no. But when he says Kaddish, he said Oseh Shalom to Kaddish, then he goes back. He doesn't have to go back only when he says the Amidah. In the Hazara, there is no Oseh Shalom.
No, I'm saying when he finishes the Amidah,
yeah.
He says it by
himself. Sure.
Then he takes the three steps back and then he has to wait until he starts the
Hazara. The wait, Shu'u Arba'am, what? At enough time to walk 8 feet. He waits for about a couple
of people?
Couple seven. No. He waits before going.
I thought he waits in order to start, and then when he starts, he takes three steps.
No. He's supposed, even if they're all finished, he's supposed to wait a couple seconds and then he goes back. Yeah.
Does that include
Yehira Tzomer? Yehira Tzomer would be Alse Shalom. That's Alse Shalom.
Yeah, but after it is in the, you say Yehira Tzomer, Shet Vnei Beit HaMikdash Mehavi Amenu.
No, Yehira Tzomer, you say after. No, that's not part of the Amidah. That's custom to Adi. Now, as we say,
Modim Emecho Hashetahu Hashem.
Before Hashem, you pick up and you say Hashem. Then, these are the four places that we bow. Now, of course, every beracha is, the Amidah is divided into three parts. The first part is called Shalosh Berachot Rishonot, the first three berachot. The last one, three berachot, Shalosh Berachot Aharonot. Then all the others, berachot and tzayiot. Why they divided them this way? The first three berachot are praise of God. The last three berachot is thanks to Hashem, prayer and thanks. But the prayer in general for the Jewish nation. The middle berachot for the need of the individual. A person is praying for his own benefit. He starts with, oh God, please give me good understanding, because there is a saying among the sages, Da'at hasarta, ma kanita. Da'at kanita, ma hasarta. If you have a da'at, you have everything. You don't miss anything. You are missing the da'at, you miss everything. That means if a person doesn't have, God forbid, a lot of understanding, measure. Yes. That's the most important. That's why we start with the da'at. Then they go with the need of a person. After that, first of all, we ask, oh God, please put in my mind that I'll do the right things, that I won't do anything wrong, to serve you properly, and that I shall, in case I made mistakes, I'll make a teshuvah. So that's what we start with after that. Then we ask forgiveness for all the things, wrong things we did before. Then we ask for good health, ask for good business, prosperity. That's very important. Orechenu, it's all b'chol ma'aseh yadenu, all what we do, that we will be blessed with. Then we're asking, after we have everything, please, let's go back to our homeland, Mekabes and Ha'am Yisrael. We shall see the leaders of the Jewish people as it used to be in the early days. Best leaders, right judges, that they do justice, no injustice, not something everything for money. Shohad, all the fluces, Shohad Ya'aver, those leaders that were very great. After that, in the middle, they added one, which wasn't originally there, because people that were during the Romans, what did they do? They bribed some people who were bad, some of the Jewish people went, and they were spying for the Romans among their brothers. That's called them Laminim and Lamanshinim. People who don't, they call them not believing in God. That's Minim. Manshinim, that they snitch and they give the enemy all kind of things. Yeah, bad points are raised. That's what we say, prayer for that. Rabban Gamliel said this prayer extra after the earlier generations put 18 brachot, he made it 19. Then we spoke about punishment for bad people. They want to speak about reward for the good people. And please God, let's have our share together with the good ones. We ask that we will have Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, which we pray all our life for Yerushalayim. And pray for Malchut Beit David, the kingdom of David. That's Mashiach Keren Yeshua. Then we pray that, oh God, accept our prayer. Then we go back to that Kadosh Baruch Hu will put his glory in Beit HaMikdash, then giving thanks to Hashem Modim, and then Sim Shalom, the very last thing, most important Baruchah, peace. If you see, you know, most of the things that there is in Jewish religion ends with Shalom. Amidah ends with Shalom. Birkat Kohanim, the parasha of this week, is Birkat Kohanim, V'yaseim Lecha, Shalom. Always they figure that this is most important. The name of God is also Shalom. When we greet each other, what do we greet? Shalom. What? That's the name of Hashem. Many people are very particular. If you walk without a kippah on, you say Shalom, it's not good. They say, this is the name of Hashem, how can you say Shalom without a kippah? They have to be careful. If they say the word Shalom, to say it with a kippah. Just like you say the name Hashem. That's why they got the word Shalom to say it always, instead of saying something else. Not a good morning, good afternoon, they prefer, the Jewish people, always Shalom, with the word Shalom. Even Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom, they want you to remember Shabbat, say Shabbat Shalom. Some they say, one always said, we'll say Shabbat Shalom. There's always struggles in every individual between his body and his neshama. The neshama wants him to do good. What do you do? Mitzvot, run after mitzvot. The body wants him to have pleasure. Run after pleasure. Not eat, drink, go down. Then one pulls him this way, one pulls him this way. When comes Shabbat, there's peace between them. They both tell him eat. The Shema also wants him to eat. That's then there is not Shabbat, Shalom. The Shabbat makes Shalom between the Guf and the Neshema. The one Chaim Avadia told the story of Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer Papo. I don't know if you remember it. But Azar Papu was one of the great rabbis. It was the book of Musa, Pele Yaitz. I told you that. And he said, how important it is sometimes the Yetzirah makes Shalom with the Yetzirah Tov in order to make sure that you make people not have mitzvot. This is the same thing. Now here Shabbat Shalom, the opposite. Yetzirah Tov agrees with Yetzirah. You want them to eat, they will eat. I want them to eat too, because eating on Shabbat is a mitzvah. And I will go back there in the first bracha. The person says, Baruch Atah Hashem. Shulchan Aruch said, blessed be you, Hashem. Hashem, what does it mean, Hashem? We say, Ah, and then Do, and then Nai. What does it mean? The word comes from an Hebrew word, Adon. What's Adon? Master. He's master of what? Master of the universe, of the whole world. That's a person has to think when you say, Ah, Do, then you are the master of the world. If you look at all the minerals there, it's written Adon, Hakol, master of everything. They put it on the mineral. I'm sure there's someone. Adon, Hakol. Then, after that, must be, I don't know. Yeah, I see it there at the bottom. Now, then, besides Adon HaKol, if you look at there, what's written? It's written the letter Yod, and the letter He, and the letter Vav, and the letter He. You say something else, it's written something else. The person has to think first of what he's saying, then he has to think of what is written. What's written? What is the meaning of what's written? He was, he is, it will be a combination of three words, Haya, Hove, Yehye. He was, he is, and then you have to think all this in your mind. Master of the world, he was, he is, and he will be. And we say, well, that's what you say it in 1 second, you don't know what you're saying.
Every time you say Shem Hashem?
Shem Hashem, every time. A person, if he gets used to it, let's used to do it the other way and then spell for a moment. That's what comes to his mind halting. If you get you at the beginning will be hard because you think about it. But after that, Sha'aruch said, you don't say the name of Hashem just like that. I want to tell you a little story that you will know how important it is. Saying in Eretz Israel, once lived a very, very great rabbi. His name was Abul Afia. Very great rabbi. And they told him, Rabbi, there is a person here who is a sheikh. You know what sheikh? A sheikh? They call in English sheikh. Not a big sheikh. A priest of the Muslims. He's here. People go to him. And they ask him to pray for the sick people. And he always knows. He tells them if the man will live or he will die. It always comes to how I couldn't believe it. And he said, how come these Arabians, without sheikh, without the Tony, the rabbi got friendly with the sheikh. They respect each other. The rabbi knew the sheikh, knew he was the rabbi, they all knew. They respect each other. This sheikh always wanted to be friendly with the rabbi. Why? He wanted to learn from him. He wanted to learn. He knew that the rabbi was a very great scholar, wanted to learn from him. And he came and begged the rabbi to teach him certain things. The rabbi was willing to teach him, became very friendly with him and that. He taught him many good ideas. After being so friendly with him, he said, I wonder, can you tell me your secret gangster? It's very difficult, but it will be very hard for you. I said, I'm willing. Tell me what? He said, I'll tell you my secret on condition. What? I want you to fast for 3 days. You eat at night, at rest, and then go immerse yourself in water, and you will come, I'll show you. I'll take you. Then, okay. Well, I did. He fasted. He did. And he went. He took him one room. He opened a door. He unlocked it. Opened another door. Took him another room. He said, listen, every time you come, you bow. The rabbi is afraid. He bow, maybe he has some kind of an idol. But the rabbi said, Shibiti Hashem, the Negdi Tamid. He thinks of Hashem and that guy. And he goes, another room, another room. One room after another, 7 rooms. And he sees him bound. He said, whatever I do, you'll do. Oh my God, Shabbat Yashin, let me tell you. And he goes, all of a sudden, the way. Then he takes, there is a, like a curtain. He opens it. He passed. The rabbi sees what is there. Name of Hashem, with gold letters, Yom. And he said, the rabbi was very happy. And he tells him, he walks back. The rabbi went back. And he tells him, that's all. That's all? What that's all? He said, I have got for my family. This is the, we have this. Did you see something there? When I come, I pray for someone. I go and I pray and I ask God for that person, and I come in, I see those letters shine, I know that my prayer was accepted. I see it down, I know that it's not accepted. The rabbi went home, crying, banging his head. Shema said, this is a goy, because of the respect that he did for the name of Hashem. Look home. They let him know if the person said, we say Hashem 100 times a day and we know it's a small boat. We don't pay attention. We go further to show you the respect that we give. The name of Hashem is so important. And we say, Adon, Hayah, Hoveh, Ve'yeh. This is what he has to think about when he say it. Okay, then he said, Elokim. Our Master, our God, Almighty. Then say we don't care about him. It's the same God of our fathers. Not that we believe different God. people, or many, many of the most atheist people, you believe in them? Yes. What's God? The nature. Spinoza's philosophy was that, you know, Spinoza was one of the philosophers. Of course, he believed in God. This is God, he said. God, that this is God of all fathers. But they believed in. As we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what is he? Patsu, Imashkiyah, Enlo Demut Aguf, Eno Guf, Yahid Ve'en Sheni, and so on. There is many descriptions, but we know what he is not. We don't know what is God, nor what isn't God. You can't, that's why. One of the names I say many times is called Ayin. Ayin means none. That means you cannot imagine anything. If you put any image in your mind about God, can't have any within your imagination what is God. Impossible. The philosopher said, Lo yadati shi yadati, achi yadati shi lo yadati. I didn't know that I know God till I knew that I don't know him. You see, I'm not going to go into philosophy, but this is that impossible to believe. You can't have any. I explain many times. Many times we say, I say prayers for a sicker, Shir Lamalot, Sinai El Heravim. What does it mean? Bilmer said, I look all over to the mountains around me, surrounding me. Where from will I get my help? Me'ayin means, wherefore, Yabo Azri will come my help. Azri Na'im Hashem, my help only will come from. And I said also, you can read these words. The Sinai de Harim, in the Bible, they say many times our sages, Harim means our fathers, the word giants of mountains. Abraham is Hakayakal. And I look, I pray to God, I say, not because of my merit. Who am I? But my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. We think of our fathers that we say, Me'ayin, from the one who is Ayin, that we cannot imagine him. Who is this? Hashem. Yavo Azri, will come my help. If I think of Zechut Avot, then I will get Azri. And it's good when a person reads this mizmor. First, we'll think of the words, Asana le'arim to the mountain, me'ayin yavo azri. Then Asana le'arim to the fathers, me'ayin yavo azri. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me. Then this is exactly what we call now. Elokei Avotenu. Who are Avotenu? Elokei Avraham. Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. Do we have to say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov? Elohei Avotenu, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Why do we need all this? Avraham Avinu believed in God the way he understood. And don't think it's hard to believe only because his father told him. He understood also. And Yaakov understood also. And everyone served God in a different way, in the most excellent way. Everyone excelled in something. Abraham excelled in what? In kindness. His kindness to people. Abraham called Isha Hesed. No one was called with this title except Abraham. Isha Hesed, you know what's the kindness of Abraham? On all people, good, bad, no matter what. He used to take the bad people always into his house. Worshipped idols, come in. He fed them, he gave them everything and that. Then he said, thank you. Thank you, you thank me. Nothing, we thank the owner of the food. Who is? The creator. We'll give him a creator the word. He started giving them a lecture about the Creator. That's how he brought people back to believe in Hashem, with his kindness to people. He used this kindness in order just to bring people close to God. Well, if you look kindness of Abraham, impossible to believe. People of Saddam, is there worse than them? Today you tell a person to come and tell you Hitler, I'll take him and slaughter him, cut him into pieces. Abraham Avinu took those people who were like Hitler, Saddam, and he prayed for them. When God told him, I'm going to destroy him, he stood up fighting and struggling to save them from destructions. This was the kindness of Abraham, even for Betri. Come to Yitzhak, what was heroic act? What was his heroic act? Avodah. Mesirut HaNefesh. He sacrificed his life for the sake of God. What do you see? Abraham comes and tells him, Shani, you were chosen to be the sacrifice. Dad, make sure your timing good, that I shouldn't get scared, and the sacrifice won't be kosher. He tells him. I said, make sure that I'm really tied up, that I shouldn't move. Imagine, a man 37 years old, his father already 137. Another person said, must be his father lost his mind. Get out of here. No. Yitzhak believed in his father so much, he knew that he was a prophet. And he was ready to give his life for the sake of Hashem. That's a very, very great thing. That's Mesirut Nefesh of Yitzhak. It's called Olat Yemima, what do you call it? A perfect sacrifice was. That was Yitzhak Avinu. Okay, Yaakov, Yaakov, what did he excel in?
Torah.
Dedication to study of Torah. You know what it means? His father sent him, go get married. It's time already. You are 63 years old, you can get married yet. We already reached an age that you're supposed to have a wife and children. Okay, then. He went on his way, he said, still early. Then I wouldn't have responsibility. I wouldn't be able to learn Torah. He turned back, he went to Beit Midrash, but he hid himself there. Even his father didn't know where he was. 14 years, learning Torah in the Beit Midrash of Shem Ba'Eber. For 14 years, after 63, he became 77. He said, it's time now to go, to get married. And he went to his uncle, Laban. And there he has to walk again, another 14 years. He waited. And another 6 years for the ship. They aren't walking. All this, his mind always in Torah that he was learning.
Was he punished for 14 years because he listened to his mom?
No, for the 14 years of Shem Ba'Eber, not. For the 20 years, yes.
Oh, for the 20
years.
Yosef
was taken away from him 22 years. It took him 2 years also on his way back. 20 and 22. Then, but the 14 of Shem Ba'Eber, for learning Torah, he wasn't punished. Then, this is, and I don't think this is an easy thing, to dedicate yourself for learning Torah. I think that our sages said that was the most difficult thing to do, what Yaakov did. Abraham was easier than Yaakov. Yitzhak was easier than Yaakov to give his life. But to dedicate yourself, sit down and study Torah day and night, that he said 14 years he did not sleep in bed. Sitting in jail, takes a nap, reading again. He did not very lightly. He slept. And this was very big dedication. And don't think it's easy. They say about two men, they were talking. So a rabbi passing by and said, hey, what the rabbi is doing? He sits down, look at us, how hard do we work? We're porters, we take loads, unload the boats, we load the boats. Then the rabbi sits in his room, he's learning, and easy job. And the rabbi heard him, came to one of them, he said, what do you do? What's your work, young man? He said, I take loads from the boats, and I load them. He said, how much do you make every day? $100 a day. He said, come listen, would you like to make more money? I said, sure. What? He said, I'll give you $150 a day. You come sit down and learn Torah. It's very wonderful. Instead of working so hard, what will work? I'll go. Learn Torah. He came to learn Torah and he gave him the rabbi every day $150. At the end of the week, he tells the rabbi, I quit. He says, well, I can't take it. He said, sit down the whole day, learn and that, I can't take it. He thought it's an easy thing. Yetzer Allah comes to him, what are you doing now? Come, go there, and puzzle. Why am I crazy to sit down the whole day, you know? he found this more difficult than the work I was doing. It's not an easy thing. And Yaakov dedicated himself to that. They were mentioning kindness, preparing yourself to serve God in any conditions. dedicate yourself for learning Torah, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. Then we'd say, Hakel, God, Hagadol, Hagibor, Ve'anora. In Kabbalah, they say, Gadol is Chesed. When a person's called Gidula, he's great, when he's kind to others. Greatness means when a person kind, even a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we call him Gadol, when he is kind to people, because of his kindness. Gibor, when a person is ready to show an heroic act, might, power. Hanora, fearful. I say, a person who is kind is called Gadol. A person who is ready to sacrifice his life is called Gibor. A person that dedicates himself to Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, put in the mind of people to have respect for him. That's reverence and fear of respect. Let's say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Gadol, because they want to see Abraham, where was kindness, parallel to Abraham. Gibor, parallel to Yitzhak. Hanora, parallel to Yaakov. I say, look at the other things. Kel Alyon, God who is above all. We come again. Gomer Hasadim Tovim. He is very kind to people. Gomer, he does a lot of good to people. Kone HaKol, he is the creator of everything, surely he is the mightiest. That's again like the Gibor. After Kone HaKol, Zocher Hasdei Avot, Umevi Goel Bnei Benehem. Because of what the Geulah comes, the Torah mainly. Bnei Benehem, Lema'an Shemo, for the sake of his name. Be'ahava, what's Be'ahava? What be'ahava of whom? Be'ahava l'man shemo be'ahava, because of his love to
people.
The people of Israel.
Hashem.
But if you look there, be'ahava, these are small letters. Yichaven, a person should have in mind, l'msor nafsho al kiddush Hashem. Wherefrom, where did it come that he will give his life for the sake of Hashem? He says small letters. Say, you know why? Say, when be'ahava, it has two different meanings. Because of his love to people,
yeah.
And because of the love of the people to him. How do they express their love to him? When they are ready to give their lives to him. That's Ahavat Hashem. How do you show your love of God? When you are ready to do anything for him, sacrifices for Hashem. That's why Yechaven v'son v'son kiddush Hashem. Then, Melech Ozer u'Moshiach u'Magen. You know the difference between Ozer and Moshiach u'Magen? Ozer, he helps. Moshiach, he saves. After a person to Ozer, before troubles, he helps him in his life. Moshiach, when he gets into troubles, he saves him. Magen, he protects him, that he
should
not come down. The Ozer comes, you are kind to people, because Hashem will be kind to you, will help you. You get into troubles, you have Mesirut Nefesh, because Hashem will save you. You have your dedication for Torah, but protects you, you'll never get into troubles. That's Magen. Therefore, we end with the Magen, but we mention Abraham. Baruch atah Hashem. Why? That's what they say in Chumash. Lech Lecha, when God told Abraham Avinu, leave your country. Go from your country, go to a different place. Where? Place that I'll show you. A man has established business, doing tremendous millions. He's very well in his place. Come somebody and tells him, listen, get up, pack, and go different. Where? Somewhere, I'll show you later. Look at you. Come on. Get out of my sight. I'm here, well established, and then you tell me to go and then leave. But if a person comes, a Rockefeller, you're making a million every year. He comes and tells you, listen, leave this place. Come where I will send you. I'll give you 10 million. Will you do it or not? Rockefeller has the money. What's the difference to me? I'll take it for me. Sure. Abraham Avinu, Hashem tells him, go! And I'll give you this, I'll give you this. What did he tell him? He said, Ve'aschal legoy gadol, make you a great person. Avarechra, give you children. I'll give you a great name. Ve'agadil Hashemecha. Ve'ayeh ve'racha. You'll be a source of blessing. Hashem promising him, well, he won't go. Of course he won't go. Is that a test? No, of course not. Abraham Avinu lives, you know, what does he think, what do you think he left for? Because of these promises?
No, because Hashem told
me. Hashem wants me to go. I'll go, even if he doesn't give me anything. He just makes it much harder. Hashem tells him, because I'll give you, no. Even if you don't give me, I'm going. This is what was Abraham. Now, what did he tell him? Our Rabbi said, when he told him, we see that he became Kohen Gadol, very kind man. Gadol means Hesed. And he was kind. Because of that, Hashem made him very great. I'll give you a son who will be very good, ready to give his life. You don't deserve to be a good boy. What's the greatest blessing? A person will have good children. Even more than that, that Yaakov, your grandson, will be dedicated for Toranda. But he said, even though there is Elohei Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, when they end, v'heyeh berachah, you'll end berachah with you. What does it mean, you'll end with you? They're saying, in life of the Jewish people, many times we had kindness. We had self-sacrifice. But at the very end of days, Israel will be redeemed, you know, because of what? Because kindness. Gemilut,